Yeah, it's a pretty good heritage to celebrate. It's hard to believe it started back in the 70s. As usual, we have the Craft and Vendor Fair over at the MMCRU grade school. That goes on from 9 a.m. to 2. There's over 70 vendors that are there selling various items. And then at 1 o'clock at the St. Mary's High School, we have the tapping of the Golden Keg, and that keg is donated by Martel Brewing out of Sioux City. And then we go to the Prince and Princess contest at 1:30 from there.
Okay. And with that Prince and Princess contest, of course, that's kind of an enjoyable thing to watch, all the youngsters that are performing the Bavarian children's dance, and they're dressed in costume of their Bavarian heritage, I guess, as well. So, as you say, that takes place at about 1:30. Do you know what the age is on that? And if people, is it still time for people to sign up for that?
I believe that is kindergarten through sixth grade, I believe.
Okay. All right. And that, like you said, takes place at 1:30. And then after that, you've got the Wendinger Band starting at 3 o'clock then.
Yeah, the Wendinger Band starts at 3 o'clock, and another addition that we added probably about a week ago is the Jim Cusera Band, and they will play from 6 to 9.
Okay. All right, and that's obviously the authentic polka music that will be featured then?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the family-style dinner when you feature both the meals, that of from the American cuisine, as well as also the Luxembourg cuisine. What's going to be featured, and how much are tickets?
Tickets for the meals are $15 a piece, and that will involve on the Luxembourg side the tripen, bratwurst, head cheese, German potato salad, the German kraut, and then we'll have roast milk and coffee with that. And on the American menu, we have roast beef, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing, coleslaw, and then rolls, milk and coffee with that.
Okay, and you were mentioning that tickets are, of course, $15. Tell us about the proceeds that is generated from the Remsen Oktoberfest. What happens with those proceeds?
Well, the proceeds, we try to give it away to the Remsen community. You know, if there's an organization or anything that needs any repairs or just donation to get something going, we're always happy to help with that if the funds allow. So we try to give as much away as we can after all the bills are paid to a charity or something in need.
Okay, and the actual times for the dinner itself, family-style dinner?
Dinner is from 3 to 8, and the tickets, they start selling those tickets at the St. Mary's High School at 11 a.m., and you can pick them up now until then at both American and Iowa State Bank in Remsen.
Okay. Is there any, there's no discount for pre-sale tickets?
No, there's no discount for the pre-sales.
Okay. All right. Mike, anything else that we want to mention about this year's Oktoberfest?
Come party.
Come party, yes. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Well, it's always a festive activity, a good, well-attended event that showcases Remsen. You always got good food and good entertainment there with the polka, and a lot of people like to, you know, perform the polka dances and listen to the polka music that will be featured. So I guess we can kind of say a little bit that it somewhat continues on Sunday with the men's choir performing at a few different churches then.
Yeah, they do. They still do that, yeah.
They
don't do that Saturday night anymore. Yeah, it's Sunday morning, I think, at the Luther Church.
Yep. Well, what I see on your brochure is that St. Mary's Catholic Church at 8 a.m. Mass, and then at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at their 9 o'clock service, and then Christ Lutheran Church at 10:15. So that the men's choir will be performing at those three churches then on Sunday, the day following Oktoberfest.